Masechet Menachot Perek Zayin Mishnah Bet. The Todah we spoke about in the last Mishnah had other things that were brought with it. We'll talk about two other korbanot that are accompanied with different loaves. We'll talk about the Miluim, which was the korbanot that Aharon and his children were brought when they were inaugurated originally as Kohanim. We'll also mention the Nezirut offerings, where a Nazir finishes his term of Nezirut. We'll talk about how these loaves differed from the Todah loaves we spoke about in the last Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamiluim hayu ba'im kematzah sheba todah. The loaves of the miluim korban would be brought in the same manner as the matzah loaves that were brought as part of the todah offering, which were halot urkikim urvucha. They were halot rikikim and nevucha. They were brought in the same exact way. Hanezirut haytaba'a sheteyadot b'matzah sheba todah. The loaves of the nazir were brought two parts of the matzah portion of the Todah offering, which were halot urkikim. They only brought halot urkikim, 10 loaves of each of them, ve'en ba'devucha, but they did not bring any devucha. So therefore, nimse'u asaraka b'mirushalmiyot. So the nezirut loaves were made of 10 Yerushalmi kav of flour. We mentioned in the last Mishnah, when there were all three types of matzah loaves brought, they had 15 kav of flour. So now that we only have two of them being brought, you only need two-thirds. So you end up with 10 kav of flour, and they would divide it up into two of them, shehen shisha esronot va'adunyan. And when you want to turn that into the measurements of the desert, it equals 6 isaron, and the additional amount, the two-thirds of an isaron, it all gets divided up according to that. Now we'll go back to talking about the Todah offering. So we learned that there are four types of loaves with Todah offering in the previous Mishnah. One hametz and three of them were matzah. They were brought with the Todah offering. They were divided up into 10 loaves each. Now we'll talk about what was done with those loaves. Mikulan hayanotel echad me'asarat terumah. From each of them, the four different types of loaves, the Kohen would take out one of them as terumah, separated out as terumah for him. Shene'emar v'ikriv mimenu echad mikol korban terumat Adonai. It says that he should offer from it one of each bread offering as a terumah to Hashem, which means goes to the Kohen. So that tells us that each offering from each type of the bread, one loaf is separated, and we call it terumah. Echad shelo yitol parus. The word one over here is telling us that it has to be whole, that he's not allowed to, that he doesn't take a broken loaf as a terumah, only a whole one. Mikol korban, shehu kol korbanot shavin. We learn from the words of the pasuk, from every offering, which talking about the bread offering, we learn that the number of all the loaves that are brought have to be equal. That means 10 loaves of each type. V'shloi tol mikorban l'chavero, that you're not allowed to take terumah from one type of bread for another one. That means when we're saying they have to take bread for each korban, it has to be they take one per each. You may think that, you know what, I could take two of the rekikin and zero of the revucha, that the Kohen could take in the way he likes. But what we're saying over here is that one type of bread, per type of bread. One piece of bread per type of bread. La Kohen azorek et dama shelamim lo yehyeh. And then Pasuk continues, the Kohen who throws the blood of the shelamim, the terumah would belong to. That tells us that the loaves that were given to the Kohanim, who are there serving in the Beit HaMikdash, the ones who are active on duty, the remainder of the bread offering is eaten by the owner.